parents try to train their children, and because we know what's best for them, because we've had God to correct us all these years. And we had, how many of you had peers in the church that helped you over the years to guide you and to teach you? And even at times when we didn't agree with them, it still helped us along this journey. In the book of Romans, in the 10th chapter, is where I'll be reading from today while you pray for us for a few minutes of time. And while you do that, let me put this in for the young people. Listen to mom and dad. Listen to grandma and grandpa. They love you. That's why they instruct you in the way that they do. It's not to restrict you or to cause you harm, but it's there to guide you, to prevent you from getting into trouble along this journey called life. Romans, the 10th chapter, is where we'll be at. Romans, the 10th chapter, reading the first 8 verses here today. It says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, for being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, when or who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it?" Listen at this. "The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach." And stop reading there in verse 8 today, and I may cover more scripture if it be the Lord's will. But Paul, speaking to the church at Rome, his prayer was that Israel might be saved. And today we could insert our name in there. We could insert our country in there. Because God is not a respecter of people, but he wants all men to come to know him in the free pardon of sin. And then he talks about the law, how that the law, they knew what the law stated. But even as they knew what the law stated, they had not submitted themselves unto God. And we see that even today in our world in which we live in. But verse 4 is a key verse in that he states that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth, because Christ said, "I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law," in that no man was able to keep the law in all of its fullness. And then he teaches us that man does not need to search to try to go up to where God is at or to go down, but that God is here and we don't have to search for him or the word of the gospel. It is nigh and only needs to be acted upon. And I like to use for a text this morning, your heart already knows what you need to do. Your heart already knows. For God does not speak to our intellect, but he speaks to our heart. And even from a child, we have the knowledge of God. It is in our hearts. It's in our minds that we are taught about God and about his word. And even those that don't go to church know that there is a right and there is a wrong. And we all know that there are things that we should do and there are things that we ought not to do. And oftentimes we get in trouble because we don't act upon what our heart already knows. And it goes right with Evan's testimony this morning in that There are, even though we know what's best and we know what we should do and should not do, there are times that we all step outside of those boundaries and we do things that we shouldn't do, or we don't do that which we know we should do. Our heart already knows what's best, and we knows what we should be doing in order to please God, first of all, and that we might be able to have a clear conscience with God, and that when we lay down upon our beds at night, that everything is good between us and God. Sometimes we have to go back and apologize to God because we did not act upon what our heart was telling us to do. You can try to live a perfect life and still mess up. Has anybody messed up along this journey? Even though our heart knew what we should do, or our heart knew what we should not do as well. And we don't have to go searching to try to find God to see if we made a mistake. If the moment that we made a mistake or we did not do what God laid upon our hearts, God's Holy Spirit speaks to us. Does He speak to anybody else in the house of the Lord? That He speaks to us and lets us know that we did not follow our heart. Oftentimes we don't follow our heart because we're afraid we might interrupt something, or that someone may not like the song that we're about to sing, or may not even want to hear us sing it or to preach the Word of God. But today, when God lays something upon our heart, we already know what we need to do. I'm thankful that God did not put us out here after He saved us to try to go with our intellect, but rather He put His Spirit down in our soul that leads us and guides us and teaches us about all things that we need to know along this journey. Church, you know, I encourage our young people, and our encouragement today for our young people is follow your heart. Not what the crowd is doing, not what society is saying is right, but if you follow your heart, there'll be times that you'll have to stand alone. But even if you think you're standing alone, we're really not standing by ourselves. I have somebody with me who shows me the way and directs my heart and my life. I'm thankful today that I know, and you know, that there is a God that loves us and cares for us. And just like a parent or a grandparent, we don't say or do things to our children because we don't love them, but we do it because we do love them. Preachers ought to preach the Word of God, and pastors that tell the church that we tell you this because we love you, not that we're trying to prevent you from doing something or going somewhere in life, but we'd rather see you go with God than to have all the accolades that this world can give you, because you know down deep in your heart that you're not where you belong. But when you follow God, God will take you to heights that you never dreamed of. How many in the house of the Lord on a wet day on the outside, but it's dry on the inside, will attest to this fact this morning that God has taken you further than you ever dreamed of along this journey, given you more than you could have ever hoped for, and given you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's not because of our intellect that God has done this, but it's because we have followed our hearts today. If we follow our hearts, we have the word of faith that's in there. That, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get past this. Or, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Lord, I don't know how you're going to do this for me. But I have faith as a grain of mustard seed that, Lord, no matter what mountain might be placed in front of me, that there is nothing that God and I can't face and be victorious over along this journey of life today. The word is nigh into us, that there's times that we need to look at Satan and say, get thee behind me. I don't have time for this foolishness that you are trying to bring into my life and along my journey. And Satan, you're not going to stop me now because I'm too near home.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm too near home. And I'm at it. I told Becky this yesterday or maybe this morning that I am at a point in my life that I cannot be stopped by things that happened yesterday or occurrences or events, but I've got a mind made up. I'm going to follow Jesus Christ for the rest of my journey. And although the Satan may try to stop us on the way, throw the fiery darts and bring things to try to apprehend us, but I've got faith that God is able to take me through no matter what Satan puts in my way as an obstacle, because I've got something down on the inside that is stronger than the obstacle that Satan puts in front of us. And my heart is right with God. How many of you know you've been saved by the grace of God today? Then you have faith down on the inside that will help you, that no matter what we face, that you already know what you need to do, and it's just follow God, and God will take you in the right path. I don't have on this journey, other than our church, I don't have a lot of friends, and I talked to a man yesterday about this, and the reason why is because even family, I cannot be around, because my heart directs me in a different direction. Anybody else feel like that today? When they start to curse and they start to smoke the dope or do the things that the world has to do, folks, that's when it comes separation time, because I have to follow my heart today. And God said for us to separate ourselves from that. Otherwise, our mind will talk us into staying longer than what we ought to stay. Amen. We need to separate ourselves from it, because our heart is telling us it's wrong and we don't need to be anywhere near it. See, growing up, I thought mom and dad didn't want me to have any friends, didn't want me to have any good times, because they kept me isolated, wouldn't allow me to go to the ball games or to the dances or things like that in school. But I look back in retrospect and I say, Sister Sharon, thank God they loved me enough that their heart knew if I was with that crowd, I could very possibly end up in trouble today. And our mind will get us into trouble because we want to be liked. We want to have a good time. But folks, when our heart tells us something ain't right, that's when it's time that we have to separate ourselves from the crowd and say, I'd rather walk with Jesus alone than I had to walk with the whole world patting me on the back and telling me how good everything is in my life. Because you see, if your heart's not right, nothing is right. I preached this many years ago in the house of God, that if you're not happy in church, you won't be happy in the workplace, you won't be happy at the schoolhouse, you won't be happy at home, no matter where you're at. You won't be happy. But I've come to preach this morning, I'd rather have Jesus than anything that I know. Because when I have him, my heart is right. And he tells me what I need to do. And sometimes people might look at us and say, why did you do that? If you follow your heart, everything will be all right. And God will smile on it and he'll bless you for it. See, Paul was concerned about the circumstances going on. Church, we ought to be concerned about the circumstances going on around us. Amen. A new doctrine has hit our way that you can just live right and make it to heaven. You can just do right and make it to heaven. You can just be a good person and God will look at you and say, you tried your best. If those are the case, then Jesus Christ died on the cross in vain. But I want to tell you this morning, my Savior did not die in vain. There are still a few of us this morning that followed our heart. And was it not, and is it not the best thing that ever happened to us when we went down to an old-fashioned mourner's bench and called upon the name of Jesus Christ to save us from our sins today? I don't know about you, but I have not gotten over it, and I will not get over it. And when I get to heaven, I'll start to sing and shout through all eternity for what great thing that he did when he spoke to my heart. Hallelujah. And I already knew I did not have to go and find mom and dad and say, who is this that's speaking to me and what should I do? I'm thankful this morning, Ron, that I was raised in a church of the living God that preached the truth and lived the truth, and they didn't tell us just any way would get you there, but they preached you must be born again by the Holy Spirit. And when he spoke to me, the best thing I ever did do was when I stepped out and walked down the aisle and gave my heart and life to Jesus Christ. I didn't do it because dad was a preacher. I didn't do it because mom was a singer. I didn't do it because the church was praying and rejoicing around us. I did it because my heart was telling me that's what I needed to do. Does anybody else remember that hour in your life when the Lord spoke to you and you said, you didn't even have to ask, as he says in these other scriptures, I didn't have to go searching for God. God searched for me and he knew where I was at and he called my name and I knew what I needed to do. If someone has to talk you into it, you don't have it. If you join the church so you could have it, you don't have it. Amen. Your heart will tell you something ain't right. What? Something ain't right about this. But when God speaks in your heart, how many of you remember when your heart felt like it was up here past your voice box? And it felt like your heart was about to leap out of your throat. But the moment you got up from the altar, everything has settled back down. Amen. Oh, some of you know what I'm preaching about. Our heart knew what we needed to do. And I found it so hard to take that first step out behind that pew. But once I took that first step, I don't remember the next step or the next step. And I'm thankful that again that I grew up in a church that let me follow my heart. And when I went down to pray, I had a preacher that did not try to put words in my mouth. He asked me if I came to pray. And I shook my head, yes. He asked me to pray and ask God to forgive me. I shook my head, yes. He asked me if I felt like God had saved me. And I shook my head, yes. You see, I followed my heart. He followed his heart. I will never try to put words into somebody's mouth that comes to pray. You followed God, God gives you a testimony, you ought to share it. But he asked me as I stood there, he said, do you want to be baptized and join the church? And I shook my head, yes. You see, I couldn't say anything with an audible voice, but my heart was rejoicing and even greater than that. When we follow our heart, even heaven rejoices. There's more rejoicing in heaven over one true sinner that repentant than 99 just persons that needeth no repentance. I was the cause. We gave these here this morning that have great things happening in their life. We gave them a great big hand clap of congratulations. But one day, my name, hallelujah, it made all of heaven rejoice because I followed my heart. I couldn't hear it. I didn't know about it. But years later, I read about it and I said, thank you, Lord. They had a cause for celebration. Can I preach this morning? Every one of us today, if we will follow our hearts, we can have a celebration each and every day. You said this morning that it was a good day. It's raining on the outside, and that's all right. It don't matter whether it's sunshine or rain. As long as we follow our hearts, everything will be all right, and it's a beautiful day. It could be snowing. They said it snowed 5 inches out in Denver yesterday. It don't matter what the weather is. My peace, my joy is not dictated by the weather. My peace and my joy is not dictated by my circumstances. Yes, there's times I get down. But then I remember whose I am. I remember all the things that he's done for me. And I have to say, Lord, help me to follow my heart. because I'm no good, you're no good, if we're all depressed and down. You ever see folks, and I got to preach this morning for a few more minutes, you ever see folks that always, it's a sad story, it's a long smile, they come in and almost trip over their bottom lip. They've always got something bad to say about somebody or something today. Let me preach to you this morning, if you follow your heart, even in the midst of a bad situation, you'll find something good to look up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because it's not all doom and gloom. But praise God, if I told you, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Do you know today that if you die today, heaven is your home? If you have all of that and you follow your heart today, even in the midst of a service like this, you can find something to rejoice in and thank God for. Paul was concerned about them. He said that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Your heart already tells you what you need to do. I'll go back, David, not to embarrass you, but a few weeks ago, David said, if Roger says this in a message, I'll know that it's meant for us to step forward and join Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. His heart already knew. Their hearts already knew what they needed to do. How many of you come this morning and you said, I'm going to follow my heart today. No matter what God lays on my heart. If he's singing and I need to pray, I'm going to go pray. If they're preaching and I need to pray, I'm going to go pray. If church is over and everybody's left the building, but I still need to go pray, I'm going to go pray. Do you know our forefathers had some of the best services in the parking lots before church and in the parking lots after church? Sometimes they get excited and talking to one another outside and their hearts just overwhelm them. Next thing you know, I told you last Wednesday night about had service or last Sunday night about had service out in the parking lot when Sharon and I and Tara and Jeff and Robbie were there and we was talking about the goodness of the Lord. Folks, let me tell you, you don't have to be in a building to follow your heart, but you can have service no matter where you're at and rejoice in knowing God is still in control and he's still watching over me. And though I may walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I'm still going to follow my heart. I might leave here preaching. Jim Puckett used to say that his dream one time, or his desire, was to see me leave here, leave this world while I was preaching a message. Now, that wouldn't be too good for you, but it'd be all right for me to leave here knowing that I followed my heart and followed God. You see, Paul was saying all this to try to get people saved by the grace of God. All of this, I didn't read the following scriptures, but he said it like this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Often, too often, people will be asked in a congregation to just repeat that verse, and then they can pronounce that they're saved. I didn't get it that way. I didn't get it that way. Present the gospel, preach the word of God, and then people ought to follow their hearts. I said this many years ago, and just forgive me if you don't agree with me, but we as God's people should never have to wait on an altar call. If we know we've done wrong and we did not follow our heart, we ought to just run to the altar. Don't wait for a time of invitation. And the lost people, maybe we got lost in our midst this morning, and God has spoken to your heart. You ought not wait for an invitation. Did you know the world knows our services? Satan knows our services just like we do. We have choir singing, then we have a handshake and an altar of prayer, then we have two or three songs, and if we restrict ourselves, two or three songs, and then the preacher preaches, and then at the end of the message, we'll have an altar call. What if God come in and just mixed it all up and messed it up today? Some of us would be lost. What do we do now? Follow God. Follow your heart, and everything will be all right. Hallelujah. And our lives are the same way. Our lives are so, Satan is coming and I don't even have the words. He just mixed them up so bad that some days we don't know if we're coming or going. That's when it's time to find a place and call upon the one who could straighten it all out.
Amen.
What's important, what's not important. And follow God. Our hearts are already speaking to us. And you don't have to raise your hands this morning, but how many of us has been called to follow our heart instead of following our intellect?
Amen.
You know what we try to do? We try to figure it out and work it out instead of depending on God.
Amen.
The old song that said, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I don't even know where to put my foot down next. But folks, when I follow my heart, I'm able to conquer the devil and all the things that he throws at us. You see, today, there's nothing to this name it and claim it doctrine that's in our land this morning. There's something about hearing the word of God and following your heart and repenting of your sins and being born again by the Holy Ghost today. It's not just an old-fashioned way. It's the only way.
Amen.
Only way. We was talking with some before church this morning, and I'm not going to be too much longer. David, you was talking about one that was messed up because he was a Pentecostal Church of God, got Baptist in there, and you know the doctrine was all intertwined, but yet it's all separate today. Let me tell you, I don't care if you're a Baptist, Methodist, Church of God, Holiness, Church of God in Christ, Catholic, I don't care what you are. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that is to follow your heart when God speaks to you and find an altar of repentance somewhere that you can fall down upon your knees and ask God to save your dying soul before you end up in hell for all eternity. Your heart already knows what you need to do. You didn't have to come to church to hear a song sung or to hear a message. You already know what you need to do. Why is it so hard for us to follow our heart? Because of this right up here. The time is not right. The crowd is not right. The church may not be right. You know what will make all those things just dissipate from your thoughts? Is if you will just step out while God is speaking to your heart and follow your heart today. You see, this is a heartfelt way.
Amen.
Amen. I said this is a heartfelt way.
Amen.
We've got some smart people in our congregation. Some very intellectual that talk about things that's way over my head. But oh, praise God. When they say the name of Jesus, I say, now I know what you're talking about. Now I know we're on common ground. We can talk about the Lord until he comes in the clouds of glory, because it comes from our heart. Singers, when you sing, sing it from the heart. Preachers, when we preach, preach it from the heart. I got to say this, and then I'll move on this morning, that you can know this book inside out and backwards. Becky and I have been in the company of some preachers that was able to recite verse after verse after verse, chapter after chapter, and book after book. Just got, they had that kind of memory that they could stand there and just quote it verbatim, exactly the way it was in the Word of God. But what was lacking was the heart. Some of you didn't hear me. Because if you can do all that, you don't have the Spirit of God, you have nothing. But if you have the Spirit of God, you could take one. How many of you like my mom? Mom could take a little bit of nothing and put a meal together. Oh, some of you didn't hear me. She'd make this stuff called goulash. Anybody remember that? Just a little bit of hamburger, a little bit of noodles, and you mix it all up, put some seasoning in it, and you got a meal. And it was one of our favorites because it didn't take much work and it didn't cost that much, but it was when you're feeding five kids, you need something that's going to go a long way. You know what that's the way it is preaching the gospel? You could just take a little bit of nothing. God season it with the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. And next thing you know, you got a meal that's been served. And everybody walks away and say, oh my goodness, wasn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Because somebody followed their heart. I've seen many services that the service, the whole direction of the service was by one person following their heart. I got a song I got to sing. Sing on. I got a testimony. There a few weeks, maybe a couple months ago now, we had a young man that, I don't remember what service it was, that stood up and said, I just want to thank God, and I'm summarizing it. Thank God for saving me. Now, Matt don't say much, does he, Rachel, in church? But when he said that, the flood walls just pulled back. See, that's when you follow your heart. You change the direction of the church and you change the whole composure of what a service is. We become too sophisticated. And if we're not careful, we'll block God out because we'll not follow our heart. But when we follow our heart, and I go back to when David, Nicole, and Brenda and the kids join, I seen some of you today just rejoice in your pews because you knew they followed their heart and it blessed your heart. I want to preach this morning. When we do what God tells us to do, it'll bless everybody around us. Amen. You see, God will save you. But you can't get it by reciting a verse after Roger. You got to follow your heart. How many of you remember the prayer you prayed when you asked God to save you? I don't remember what I said. In fact, I didn't say one audible word. But you should have heard my heart. Oh, my heart rang heaven's bells. God heard that little 12-year-old's prayer. 11. I keep going back. Here's the way I associate it when I was saved. It was 1972 when I got saved. I was born in 1960. So I say 12, but I hadn't reached my 12th birthday yet. I didn't know that until I read a church record that was given to me. People say, well, you told a story all those years. I may not remember the day, and I may not remember the time, but I remember the Lord saved my dying soul. Amen. Because I followed my heart. Amen. Let me find a closing place here. We ought not do anything if it don't come from the heart. People say, well, I asked this one or that one to go pray. It is not your duty to ask anybody to go pray unless you want them to pray for you. I've been in services where preachers or family would go back and try to pull somebody to the altar. God don't work that way. If he did, we'd get the house full and I'd get some of the strongest men there are to go back and pull this one over here and that one over there. But if they are forced to come, they won't get what you got. Or some that tries to talk them into it. Nobody talked me into it except for the Holy Spirit of God. I got to say it one more time. When I was under conviction, I cannot tell you what the preacher preached about. I cannot tell you what song of invitation was sung. But I know this. there was somebody speaking higher than the preacher. The preacher of all preachers came upon the scene. And he says in verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you follow your heart, you shall be saved. And I just don't want to leave it just on salvation, but I want to close with this final thought. Every one of us is children of God. You have to follow your own heart. Follow your own heart, for your heart already knows what you need to do. It already knows. And it don't matter. You know, some people will say, well, they already sung three songs. That's the limit. Is that in our bylaws? No. Some will say, well, they're going to wear the Spirit out. You can't wear out the Spirit of God. Oh, some of you didn't hear me. You can't wear out the Spirit of God. If God puts it on your heart, I don't care if you're 10 or let me go back. I don't care if you're 7 years old or if you're 70 years old. Or if you're 97 years old. I think that covers everybody in the house of the Lord. Or 3-year-old. I got a 3-year-old I got to put in there. It don't matter what God has put on your heart. You ought to follow God and not follow man. People say, well, they'll get tired of it. What are they going to do when they get to heaven and all we got is singing? Amen. What you going to do then? You better follow your heart while you're on this side. Because, as Robin Sharon gets us a song, listen to this. You have to live with yourself. I've said this many times. The hardest person I have to put up with is me. Anybody else want to confess that about yourself? The hardest person I have to put up with is me. Some of y'all thought I was going to say Becky, but it's not. It's me. Yeah. And Maddie says, Jack Bernard said that about me. It's me. Because when I don't follow my heart, I have to pay for it. And I'm just frustrated. You ever get frustrated at yourself? You ever talk to yourself? Sometimes I even answer myself. And most of the time, these words come out. You know better. You know better. And still, I went and did something against my heart. And I don't want y'all to think bad about the preacher or pastor this morning. I'm not out there running around in the world. You could be to church 7 days a week and still let God down because you didn't follow your heart. I want to ask you this morning while we stand, they sing a verse of a song. Has God put something on your heart that you need to just do it so that you're pleasing God and so that you'll find that peace that you need in your life? If you're lost, you need to get saved. Your heart has already revealed that to you. If you're a born-again child of God, this altar is open. If you need to move, now would be a good time to do it. You say, but I'm a church member. I don't care about your church membership. And I don't say that in a way to hurt your feelings. Church membership is important. But what's more important is that you know where you stand with God. Start this day following your heart. And you won't have to have so much time of repentance. And I get down on myself. I'll just confess for a minute. Whenever I don't follow my heart, I get down on myself. And I know part of that is Satan saying, man, you messed up again. You said you're going to follow God and look what you did. It wasn't just a week ago you said that and now you've already failed him. Yeah. But you know what? I say, Satan, yeah, I messed up, but I'm flesh. But have you considered there's a perfect part in there. You may cause me a lot of heartache, but there's one thing you cannot do, and it's take away what God has put down in my soul. While they sing a verse of a song,
Your heart already knows what you need to do. Follow your heart today.
Wherever you're at in the house, whatever your need is,
follow your heart. This could be the best day for the rest of your life if you just follow your heart today. His word is there. His spirit is there. And you need to make an end to all the following the flesh and just say, I'm going to start following God. I'm going to follow God. And what a blessing it'll be for you and yours. Anybody at all want to come this morning? Your heart knows what you need to do. All you got to do is get over your mind and take that step. Take that step today while God is speaking. While God is speaking. One more verse, Rob, and then we'll close. One more verse. Listen to that. Are you disappointed because you didn't follow your heart? You went against yourself knowing that God is speaking to you. Yes. Your heart knows if you can convince your mind to follow your heart. Yes. God has spoken. Now it's up to you. Yes. Hear me and be blessed. Follow your heart. Yes. My burden's light. No doubt in hell today there are a lot of folk there because they did not follow their heart. Their heart said, get right. But they thought they got plenty of time. Or let me live, and when I get older, then I'll start following God, follow my heart. But none of us has the promise of a tomorrow. Amen. Amen. And if you look in a mirror, how many of you notice you're getting older? Yeah. All these young kids raising their hands. Lord bless their hearts. And some of you that are older than I, you say, Roger, you don't know what old is yet. But we could see time is making a change on us. We're moving slower. We're trying to be more dedicated to God and to the church and to following our hearts. And things that used to be so important really don't amount to a hill of beans anymore. Right? Because when it's all said and done, it's what have we done for Him that matters. So before time gets away from you, every one of us needs to purpose it in our heart and in our mind. I'm going to follow my heart regardless of what anybody says. Regardless. Because out of the heart of man flows the very issues of life. And God gives us guidance, not just in the church house, but everywhere we're at. God guides us and watches over us. If we would just listen to our heart. Young people, if you don't feel comfortable, if you don't feel right in where you're at and what's going on, get out. Get away from it. Get away from it. Because if you stay around it long enough, you'll condition your heart to thinking it's okay. It's okay. And you know that it's not. Even us young folk, even us old folk need to realize that. Amen. Because at the workplace, there's those that tell the dirty jokes, have the parties, and you know what? I have to brag on God. They quit inviting me a long time ago. And I say, thank you, Lord, because they know that's not my venue. Amen. My venue is find me a good Holy Ghost-filled church of God. And that's where I am the most comfortable, because that's where we can follow our hearts without any recourse whatsoever in the service time. I hope you've enjoyed being in the house of the Lord today. It looks like the sun is trying to shine through. So maybe the rain has dissipated, and it don't really matter. By the time we get lunch, or some of you say dinner, and get a nap, it's going to be time for church. Amen. You're not going to be out there anyway. But let's go pray and come back tonight at 6 o'clock. Looking forward to another good time in the Lord tonight. And come and say, Lord, I'm going to follow my heart in this service. God bless you is our prayers. Yes. Yeah, just a little pickup there. All right. God bless you today.